Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the fourth quarter and year of 2011 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmillcompany.com/IR. We would like to inform that during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star, then zero. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Javier Gavilán, CEO. Please, Mr. Javier, you may proceed, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to IMC's results conference call for the fourth quarter and full year of 2011. We would like to thank you for all the participating in the call. During the presentation, we'll comment on our main highlights, which we believe demonstrate the company's solid performance. At the end of the presentation, we will open the floor for questioning, where we can discuss any matters you wish in more detail of the company. On slide two, fourth quarter 2011 and 2011 highlights. 2011 highlights were undoubtedly the company's IPO in March, which provided us with resources to finance our growth plan in the coming years. On this slide, we present our main operating and financial results. We closed the year with 276 restaurants, having opened 23 of them in the fourth quarter of 2011, and 62 new restaurants in the year as a whole, in line with our projections at the time of the IPO. This quarter, we opened four new Flan Guasado stores, totaling six in the year, and our first Flan Guasado Express at Viracopos Airport, which has been performing very well and above our expectations. Net revenues totaled 251 million reais in fourth quarter 2011, 23% up year-on-year, and almost 900 million reais in the full year of 2011, 20% more than 2010. Same-store sales grew by 5.7% in fourth quarter 2011 and 7.5% full year 2011. The fourth quarter figures were affected by the fact that several important public holidays fell in the middle of the week and on Saturdays or Sundays, mainly impacting the road segment. Adjusted EBITDA reached 49.8 million in the fourth quarter, 9% up to the fourth quarter of 2010, and 140 million reais in the year as a whole, 17% more than 2010. As expected, the annual EBITDA margin reached 15.6%, and we will discuss further in detail in slide six. We closed the quarter with a net debt of just over 100 million reais and a net debt to EBITDA ratio of 0.7x or 0.4x if receivables are considered as cash, indicating our financial capability to take advantage of any future opportunities that may arise. We would also like to highlight two important events that occurred over the close of the year. The first was the partnership agreement we signed with CKE or Carl's Jr., the owners of Carl's Jr. brand, to set up 50 new stores in Latin America over the next five years. We already have two Carl's Jr. restaurants, one in Panama and one in Mexico, which are currently enjoying a huge success and growing sales every month. Additionally to that, in February 22nd, we announced the signing of the MOU to acquire two restaurant chains named Raps and Go Fresh, well-known recognized brands in Brazil, and combined, they have five owned stores as well as five franchisees that we feel has a lot of growth potential in the future in Brazil. On slide 3, expansion of stores. As we mentioned in the previous slides, we closed the year with 276 restaurants, 62 more than last year, and 23 more in the third quarter of 2011. This expansion was concentrated in the airport segment, where we opened 48 stores, mainly in the international airports, and also we opened 6 Frangosado stores in the road segment, 7 stores in shopping centers, and 1 store in what we call other segments. In the fourth quarter alone, we opened 4 Frangosado stores, and we expanded our number of stores in the Colombian market. They're meeting our annual growth plan, and where we feel there's a tremendous opportunity of growth in the segments that we operate. In slide 4, net revenue and same-store sales. Our net revenue for the quarter grew by 22.9% over fourth quarter 2010 to $251.4 million. In the year as a whole, net revenue nearly reached 900 million reais. Full year, same-store sales growth per segment continue to be led by the airport segment and road segments as well, which recorded respective upturns of 11.4% and 7.7%. Joint airport and road revenues increased by 66% on the company's total revenue in 2010 to 67.3% in 2011. In slide 5, gross profit and gross margin. Gross profit totaled 73.1 million in fourth quarter 2011, 8.5% up on fourth quarter 2010, and 266.1 million in the full year, to a total of 11.8 more than 2010. The gross margin was 29.1% and 29.6% in the fourth quarter and full year 2011, respectively, versus 32.9% in the fourth quarter 2010 and 31.8% in the full year of 2010. The reduction was due to 2 major factors. The first was the upturn in labor costs, mainly due to the increase in minimum wage in Brazil, and the second highest depreciation and amortization costs due to the 62 new locations that we opened in 2011. Excluding the difference in non-cash effects, the annual growth margin was 30.6%, only 1.2 percentage points down versus last year's figure, reflecting the impact of the direct labor increase. It is worth noting that despite of the unfavorable micro scenario, our food cost percentage is still improved in the quarter and remain flat in the annual terms. As you all know, food inflation was a big issue this year, and we were able to counterpart food inflation and to continue to have synergies on the food cost level. On slide 6, adjusted EBITDA. Operating expenses, excluding non-recurring items, increased by 16.3% of the net revenues in fourth quarter 2010 to 18% in the fourth quarter of 2011. In 2011, as a whole, we recorded a 0.6% improvement over the previous year, closing at 21%. This improvement occurred even after our IPO, which generated additional expenses. General and administrative expenses also increased in the quarter, mainly due to the reversal of provisions totaling 5.7 million in fourth quarter 2010, since the possible contingencies from some of our acquisitions expired in that particular quarter. The upturn was particularly offset by the increase in other operating revenue. And in 2011, as a whole, G&A expenses fell by 0.6 percentage points over 2010. As a result, adjusted EBITDA moved up by 8.9% in the quarter to 50 million with a margin of 19.8%. 2010, adjusted EBITDA grew by 16.6% to 140 million reais, with a margin of 15.6%. On slide 7, net income. you can see the reconciliation of the adjusted EBITDA and net income fourth quarter 2011 and fourth quarter 2010. As we have already mentioned, non-recurring items totaled $14.6 million in the fourth quarter, and mainly from the final investment in the SAP system and due diligence and other expenses arising from our new operations that went started from scratch in Colombia and the growth that we have done in Brazil in 2011. Annual non-recurring expenses totaled $43.5 million, mainly to the IPO. And on the other hand, thanks to the improved capital structure, the financial result improved by 2.5 million reais in the quarter and by 21.8 million in the year. Income tax and social contribution of net income came to 1.1 million in fourth quarter 2011 versus 1.7 million in the same period last year. In 2011, as a whole, these taxes total 17 million reais, although the amount actually paid was only 4.3 million due to the use of tax credits generated by Woodgrow from acquisitions which we carried out in our balance sheet. As a result, we recorded a net income of 8.1 million in the fourth quarter and 1.9 million in the year. It's also worth noting that our expenses with non-recurring items will be much lower from now on, as the SAP is already 100% up and running, and we will not have, as you know, an additional cost on the IPO side. On slide 8, cash flow. Operating cash flow in the year reached 81.4 million. The main disbursements in the period were investments in expansion and debt amortizations. Debt service consumed 35.8 million in interest payments. The pace of interest fell substantially after the prepayment of the 120 million reais in back debt. All in all, we paid debt for more than 172 million in 2011. Investments totaled 55 million reais in the fourth quarter of 2011, mainly in the opening of new stores and the expansion of the existing ones. Annual capex reached 167 million. These investments were financed by the proceeds from the IPO and the company's operating cash flow. Net debt closed the quarter with 104.3 million or 0.7 times EBITDA. If receivables, as we mentioned before, are considered as cash, this ratio will fall by 0.4 times. And now we would like and be happy to answer any questions that you might have. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the question queue by pressing star, then two. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. The first question we have comes from Oriana Bastianelli of Caros. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning to everybody. I have two questions. First, both on 2012. First of all, what do you expect as a ramp-up of sales in 2012, given the large number of new locations that you added in 2011? And then on the cost side, what we can expect in terms of basically inflation on labor and food cost. Sorry, one third question is on the outlook and trend that you are observing year to date. Thanks.
Good afternoon, Oriana. From the sales that we have on January and February, February was a great month for us. We are right on target with our budget projections, especially in the highway business. Highway was a very good month in February. And March is so far it's on track to what we expected to be on the quarter. On the cost perspective, food cost is developing the same way as we did last year, with no inflation so far in our global cost of food. And then labor, as you know, minimum wage has gone up, and we are expecting, as a part of 2011, that is already into the P&L of 2011, a growth on the minimum wage and some little bit of growth in 2012. The good thing is that we have negotiated with the unions for the full year the total cost, so we don't expect that to go any further up in 2012, at least after talking to all the unions that we operate with in Brazil.
Okay, thanks. Can I add one follow-up?
Sure.
Is on what is going on with the refurbishment of Brazilian airports and updated thoughts in terms of new tenders and new spaces that you could be able to manage in the upcoming years.
Well, we are looking at first of all, you know, we gain. I think we're two locations, Julio, in Brasilia,
right.
which we already have operations there, and the projection of the bidding processes that we are operating are on schedule with especially with the new brands that we operate, and now we feel that Franguassado Express is going to bring a lot of value to the airport, considering that we opened the first one in Viracopos. And it's quite above our expectations of sales. So we are definitely going to have more BN Express and new brand of Franguassado Express as well in new airports where we are bidding as we speak. No?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
The next question we have comes from Mitul Gandhi of HNC Capital.
Yes, hi guys. Thanks so much for taking my call. I have two questions. One is relating to the special items, the non-recurring items. I wanted to see if I can get a breakdown of these items for 2010 and 2011, and also get an idea of how you expect this, you know, this to continue maybe like next year. You mentioned SAP is largely done, so perhaps no impact from that. So that was my first question, to understand more about, you know, historically what has been included in those line items and how it's expected to trend going forward. And my second question was to get a little bit more color from you on the two M&A arrangements, you know, one with Carl's Jr. and the other one with the recent one with the GoFresh brand. If you can give more color in terms of timing, you know, and then what benefits you expect, and you know, when you expect them to start impacting the P&L. Thank you.
Hey, me too. Hi, this is Julio Millán.
Hi. How are you?
Good afternoon. Good, thank you. As far as the 2011 breakdown of that 43.5 million of one-time charges, the big item there was the IPO costs, which were 28 million. The SAP costs, which occurred in the fourth quarter, were approximately 3 million reais. We had throughout the year, and again mostly in the fourth quarter, with the significant openings that we had at one time for the Frango Asados, were approximately 3 million, and then the balance comes from acquisitions that were primarily the Colombia towards the second half of the year, and Panama early on in the year. As far as 2010, the number that we had for special charges were primarily all related to the IPO, which we initiated in 2009, late 2009, and we got those costs late 2009, early 2010, and that was all that we had there. And as far as this year, we don't anticipate any significant number from SAP or any other pre-opening items. We scheduled out our Franguassados throughout the year, and if there would be any type of major acquisition, then there would be some due diligence costs or items related to that. But that's our plan for 2012. And the second question, Javier, we'll talk about the two M&A items.
Yes. From Carl's Jr., you know, we have two locations with them. We opened one of them in Panama and the other one in Mexico. Really, they are doing tremendously well, above our, on the EBITDA margin, they're even higher than some other operations that we have. Even, and our expectation was initially to be lower, and so far since we opened, they've been performing quite better than we expected it to be. And what we negotiated is to have this brand in captive markets where we are in airports, highways, and shopping malls. We're getting everything ready to start out in Brazil. I really think in Brazil, considering the markets that we operate, have a need of a brand like this with a very good quality and a system that's already in place where we can have our back of the house synergies. We're going to have all of our products bought in the local country, so that helps also our margins down to the P&L. And we feel has a very good fit with Frango Asado Express. At the end, if you look at a shopping center today in Brazil, there's not, I don't even think there's even one that does fried chicken or chicken at all in the shopping centers as a whole. So Frango Asado is a Brazilian brand, very well known. We have the technology and the systems already in place. So we feel that taking this to the shopping centers and to the airports, and so far we opened one, has been very good. But we want to test another five and see how that works, and definitely that will be an interesting growth potential in the next coming years with these two brands.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, me too.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you would like to participate in today's Q&A, please press star, then one on a touch-tone phone. Again, that is star, then one to ask a question. Again, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. The next question we have comes from Nathan Segal of Bridger. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. I'm sorry if I missed it earlier, but I wanted to see if you could help me break down the comps in airports, roads, and malls between what is pricing, what is traffic, and then what is ticket size increase, just ballpark.
Hey, Nathan, here's Neil. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, good. Thank you. Well, in our case for this year, we almost all increasing same-store sales comes from flow, passenger flow. Okay, we just increased below inflation prices, so almost everything comes from flow.
And the pricing was selective. It was not across the board. We only looked at certain items across the menu and in certain locations.
Going forward, do you expect that to be the case for 2012 as well?
We continue to look at the prices continually, and you know, see if there's opportunities in the shopping center, where you know we always have the most pressure with pricing. I don't foresee an across the board pricing increase. It will always be selective, and you know, depending on shoppings and menu.
Okay. And I guess the fourth quarter, you know, across the board seems to have been weaker than the rest of the year, not necessarily only for you guys, but across the sector. You guys seen any pickup going into the early parts of this year, or are we still at similar levels of comps?
Well, from a cost point of view, we obviously did see the pressures from the labor side. We anticipated most of that, and we think our plan is to go going forward. We should be okay. I'm sure some other people in the market will still see some impact early this year. As far from a raw material food cost point of view, we saw that in the fourth quarter the food inflation was around 5.2%. We were able to manage that well within our numbers, and we had, you know, not very little to none impact in our cost. In fact, you know, we were able to get benefit from our cost of goods, raw materials side. And in 2012, we continue with our strategy of good negotiations and taking advantage of our size with our vendors.
Nitin, is Neil just finishing? Demand pressure comes from depreciation and amortization. We opened 62 stores. This is why, and major part of them is in ramp up period yet. So this is why we had a higher cost for fourth quarter. So in the next quarters, when the stores ramp up, we expect a dilution on this depreciation amortization.
Right. What about same store sales? I mean, that was also, fourth quarter weaker than the rest of the year. In the first sort of two and a half months of this year, has that trend been generally as the fourth quarter, or a little bit better, or a little bit worse?
Nitin, it's a little bit better. 2012 is a little bit better than fourth quarter, and mainly due to the holidays we had in Brazil. So if you take a look on the release we wrote and released yesterday, we have five big holidays in Brazil in fourth quarters, and four of them were or on Wednesdays, or Sundays, or Saturdays, and it worries us in our growth segments. Okay, so for this year we expect a little bit higher than fourth quarter 2011.
Okay, great. Congrats, guys. All the best.
Thank you
very much.
As a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one on a touch-tone phone. Again, that is star, then one, if you would like to ask a question. Well, since there seems to be no further questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Javier Gavilan for his final remarks. Sir?
Thank you. Thank you very much. I would like just to give you our commitment and our enthusiasm for this project. We are continuing to build a leading company in the food and beverage sector in Latin America. I will also would like to highlight a couple of details that I think is worth mentioning. You know, we have over 2,000 new employees this year, 62 new restaurants that we opened this year. We opened two new very important markets for us, which is Panama and Colombia, from scratch. And Colombia is definitely bringing a lot of effort and a lot of growth potential in the markets that we operate. Also, I would like to thank you all for share our enthusiasm by investing in our company. And if you have any further questions, our investment relations team with Neil Amareno and Julio will be more than happy to answer any questions that you might have. Thank you very much for your time.
And we thank you, sir, for your time and to the rest of management. This concludes IMC's conference call. We thank you all for attending. You may disconnect and have a good day.